time to take a look back at a monumental moment in time on the Jack and Tom Show on 1320 WILS.
Ohio State's really
You've
good.
You've never liked Wisconsin. Do you know that?
No.
Did you get bad cheese when
Too many
a kid
white guys out there. I want the black guys who can run fast. You know, that's why
okay,
I don't like
here we
Wisconsin.
Go with the reverse racism again. Usually we wait until basketball season before we
I
get
want
this
speed.
Above the rim
I want
stuff.
Burners, man. I want the Canes. I want to watch my Miami Hurricanes play. That's my kind of football, baby.
This is the Jack and Tom Show on 1320 WILS.
Did I say that, Dave?
At some point. At some point.
Jack and Tom, 1320 at WILS. I'm Tom Crawford. It's 10:19 in Greater Lansing. A little drippy outside, but we're going to watch a lot of college football today.
And I'm looking forward to it. It's a good day for you guys to have a day off.
Slate. Yeah, Michigan's got the bye week, and I have to trudge down to A Square and fight the traffic. I tell you what, going to the Iowa game last week, David, was nothing like going to the Michigan State games in terms of traffic.
Really?
I just blew in there. I mean, that's where all those 250,000 people were just tailgating.
Sometimes
clogged up A Square.
As much as I love going to home games for Central and stuff, every once in a while it's great that you can just wake up at like 11:30. Not that
well,
we don't.
Not that we do
because we're work, but that you can wake up and just plop on the couch and watch some games at home and don't have to worry about watching.
I've been looking forward to this day. Next week we're going. I'm going with my son to a visit of a school, but this week I'm just really glad to just hang at home and watch football. I know another college football fan is on the air right now as we're opening our lines. 393-3700 is the number to call. Let's listen to Mark from East Lansing. Good morning, Mark. How are you doing?
Well, how you doing?
I'm doing
hey, man,
fine.
I was going to ask that question. Was that you? Did you say that? and I was going to ask you, did you say that?
Yeah, I said that. I want speed.
Miami type football?
Well, not Miami. Well, I want
not current
speed.
Miami type football.
Yeah, man, I love speed because I was such a slow guy. I want speed.
You want Oregon speed.
I tell you what, I don't know if you saw Oregon play on third, and I always got to say it, Oregon, not Oregon, because Oregon people hate that. My sister used to teach out at Oregon State, and whenever you said Oregon, that people cringe. But when I saw the Ducks on Thursday night, Mark, I don't know if you saw that team, but that is some flat-out speed. That team is scary.
Well, they play fast.
Yeah.
It's not just that they have speed, but they also play fast. And that was something that Rodriguez is trying to instill in Michigan. Mindset, first of all, it's one thing to have speed. It's another thing to say we're going to play fast and appreciate playing fast. And Oregon has mastered it, man. I've been watching Oregon for a while. I watched them when they almost put 70 on Michigan a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
I watched them when they damn near put 70, or did they put 70 on Stanford? I'm not sure.
Well, they laid 60 on UCLA, who beat Texas a few weeks ago. You know, I mean, that's, you know, but I don't know if you heard the Michael Rosenberg interview that we had on at 9:35.
Well, let me tell you a little bit about Rosenberg. I don't listen to Rosenberg, man.
Okay.
So when I heard him on your show, actually I did. I listened to him a little bit more this time than I ever have. I'll tell you real quick why, Tom. I was a couple of years ago. I was at when the Free Press story broke,
right?
About practice,
right?
I'm out at a football game, high school football game, watching Devin Gardner play along with a bunch of Michigan freshmen. Tate Forcier was in the group, sitting down with a prominent former Michigan football player. And I get these texts: "What's going on? Free Press, Michigan about to go on probation." And I didn't have a clue as to what was going on. So I look over to the guy that I'm sitting with, and I said, "Man, do you know anything about the Free Press saying that Michigan has violated NCAA rules?" He said, "No." But he said, "Was Mike Rosenberg involved?" And I said, "Hold on, let me check." I checked my phone. I said, "Yeah, Rosenberg. Why?" He said, "Because off the record, he's told me that he's going to bury Rich Rodriguez." So I haven't listened to and that's been confirmed from several different people since then. So I know. Rosenberg has got an axe to grind. So I don't expect him to come on your show and say anything that's inconsistent with what his personal desire is. So I don't listen to him, but I do understand why people have him on.
Well, here's the deal with my – it's so ironic. I mean, he was a big endorser of John Beilein, the hire, and also he gave a thumbs up to the Rich Rodriguez hire at the time.
Absolutely. At the time, have you seen anything since then that's an endorsement?
No, I mean, no, well, and, we, not, and we're all even. Frustrated. We're all frustrated. I mean, you, I mean,
well, yeah,
aren't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, man, I'm frustrated, but I'm not evil. You know what I'm saying? It's one thing to be frustrated. It's another thing to be mired in that frustration. And you got some people, you know, I was glad to hear Dr. Brascio say what he said. And so far as I'm going to look at this as a positive, I'm not going to stay negative. And I'm hoping that the kids stay positive. So I can look at this a couple different ways. I can look at the bye week as one where they heal, get better, get their heads right. Or I can look at the bye week as one where they sit down and they drown in their sorrows and they pity themselves, et cetera, et cetera. So I prefer to look at the positive. So now I didn't listen to Rosenberg, but I can tell you a couple things. The reason I called was because, just to give you a little insight on what's going on with the program. Robinson was injured. As you know, his knee was injured going into the Michigan
right,
State game.
Right.
And it was worse. And not to take away from anything from Michigan State, because they were good. I'm just trying to give you some insight into what's
going
on.
I understand.
It was worse than what was – he was getting – literally, he's getting treatment damn near every other
right.
series.
Right, was I was aware of that.
Then he hurt his shoulder.
Right.
In the Michigan State game. He did not throw at all the week before the Iowa game.
Right.
And he has not thrown at all this week either, during the bye week. Now, you can say
– Well, they had 3 days off.
Yeah, he hasn't thrown either. So, yeah, so the bye week, you can say, okay, we can kind of understand why he hasn't been throwing in the bye week, because they want to rest it and because, you know, they haven't been practicing a whole lot. But what was kind of concerning is the fact that he did not throw before the Iowa game either. So there's something going on with that shoulder, though it is not considered to be as severe as the issue with Tate last year. So, and also basketball, because I know you're a big basketball fan.
I am.
Hardaway is supposed to be real good.
Well, I've heard that, and I hear good reports. Talking to a couple of, you know, Wolverine sources, that public, you know, the practices are intense, and, you know, I'm hoping for the best. But the level of personnel in that program just, you know, irks me to no end. I mean, Illinois is going to be really good this year. Michigan State's going to be outstanding, and, you know, we just can't seem to land that big gem recruit, you know, to, you know, turn the tide, if you will.
That's right. That's right. And it got a long way to go, but, you know, there's some things that are – I thought the team was going to be definitely worse than last year, but there's some sentiment coming out of there, I think, because there's going to be a sum-of-all-parts kind of team, and then maybe they'll have a better record last year, although it's hard for me to believe it. You're going to ask me a question about Rosenberg. What were you going to say?
Well, I just wanted to quickly before I let you go, as far, because we have another call on the line, but what – as far as the rest of the season go, do you think at all should there be a change? What would cause you to think there should be a change as the rest of the season goes from this?
You're talking about a change at the head or change?
Yeah, the head coaching job. We're sitting here 5-2.
Well, the easy answer, the lazy answer is that they don't win any more games.
Okay, keep going.
The more difficult answer is, what if they win some games, they make a bowl game, let's say they get to 7.
Okay.
Okay, which puts it into the area of, okay, now we got to go ahead and sit down and decide some things.
Right.
Okay. If I'm David Brandon, and I really like the fact that David Brandon's in that position now for this reason, if I need to evaluate the program, I need to see if they're making progress. I need to see if there's some things that can be corrected. I need to sit down with my coach. What I would do if I was David Brandon is what I have suggested that the program do for decades. Even when the program was getting stale on the car, grab a consultant, bring a series of consultants in. I said, I want you to evaluate every aspect of this program, and I want you to tell me what you think is personnel related, what you think is coaching related, what you think is bad luck, whatever. And then present that to my coaches and say, what are you going to do?
Right.
So that's what I would do. It wouldn't be a knee-jerk reaction. I wouldn't be sitting here trying to play the public sentiment game and saying, look, he's got to reach this level
right.
before I reach a decision or Northern Illinois reach a decision. I sit down, talk to responsible people who I respect, and then go ahead and put an action plan together.
Well, appreciate your input as always, Mark. You always bring it
good.
Strong. Take care
right,
now.
Man,
have
bye.
A good enjoy the games today. You know, David, my whole question with Michigan football, just get commit to defense to some degree. Now, if Greg Robinson's not the answer, make another change. Find out why you can't get a D coordinator that works.
To be honest, I don't think Robinson is the answer at this point. You know, I think he's got a good mind for football, but at this point, for them to be getting worse and not better under him in his second year, I just don't see how you can keep him around.
You can't when you got – well, how many games have they played? They've played seven games
now. They've played seven games.
Okay, now they've given up, in essence, 400 total yards virtually every game, and in at least three games, you're giving up 500-plus. You know, that's just, and UMass is part of that. You can't give up 37 points to UMass. I'm sorry.
You can't give up 28, 30 points a game and expect to win a lot.
No,
you just can't.
No, it's, you're 120 in pass defense, you're 100 plus in total defense, and you're Michigan. That's just totally unacceptable. 393-3700 is the number to call. Jack Evelyn's going to be our guest coming up next, as in guest, because he's in Evanston right now covering the Spartoonies as they take on the Catch. Listen to Jack and Tom Show at 1320 WILS.